Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pick and Pop podcast in association with Pick and Roll and Zoom TV. I'm Christopher Tyler, and alongside me, on the other side of the phone at least, is Damien Arsenis from pickandroll.com.au. Mate, welcome to the show.
It's great. 2 days college basketball.
How good's that? We love our college basketball. Well, we love all types of basketball, as does everyone listening to this show. NBL, Europe, whatever it is, NBA. But you and me, Damo, there's a very special place in our hearts for college basketball, and it is almost here. It is very, very exciting for us.
It certainly is, but I think let's cover the NBL first, because there's been some amazing performances, and there's a couple of performances and one big news item that we probably want to tackle, and one is Jerome Randle. Jerome Randle exploded 40 points against the Perth Wildcats.
Handles Randle.
Oh, how good is he? And he destroyed them, one-man wrecking crew. And Adelaide didn't have Mitch Creek or Daniel Johnson either, so that was just a phenomenal effort by Randle. And we also saw the return of the Biff.
We did in the Sydney game, Sydney Cairns. Yeah. It was a throwback to the old days, and the good thing is that it wasn't too over-refereed. That's what I like about it. They didn't go overboard and throw everyone out. They kept it under control, and they didn't over-exaggerate.
Yes, and it was great to see Andrew Gaze getting involved and all excited in all that as well, was it ever? But we saw Alex Marriage put Worthington in a headlock. Jason Kadee sort of got that all going, I think, from memory. And it was all on. It was quite exciting, quite fun to watch. And at the end of the day, all that's happened, there was only one charge laid, and that was Jason Kadee, and he's got a fine that can be reduced to something like $375 if he pleads guilty. So that's all that came out. The NBL said that all the sanctions by the referees in the game were enough.
And we should just say, that was a fantastic game as well. Ended with a Kevin Lish buzzer beater. Thank you very much. Sydney Kings, if you go to the pickandroll.com.au website, Luke Sicari has them as the number one team on his round 5 power rankings. They are looking very good. They had a bit of a slow start to the season. They've really now hit their straps. Steve Blake is now playing for them. They are the team to watch at the moment. They are exciting.
They certainly are. And then there's the news item that the Melbourne United have sacked their star recruit, Cedric Jackson, this week.
Yeah, they had to do something, because this is a team that looks to have a lot of talent on paper. I know Chris Golding is out with that ankle injury.
And Toddy Blanchfield was missing on the weekend.
And Toddy Blanchfield. But is this an overreaction? Should Cedric have got the flick? Or do you think that this is it's time that we say goodbye to Coach Demopoulos?
Look, personally, I think it's more to do with the coaching than it is the talent. I don't believe the coaching is maximising the talent, the skills, the capability on the team. That's my opinion. I think it's actually Dean Demopoulos' time to go, rather than someone like Cedric Jackson. And, you know, Cedric Jackson, to me, is being made a scapegoat. He wasn't being used effectively. And, in hindsight, it's probably a good move that he's not going to be there for his own sake. But that's good news. Well, it'll be interesting to see if through the election stuff that's happened in the States, whether there's a number of players wanting to leave the country.
I didn't even think of that. That is fantastic silver lining.
It could be. So let's see what happens in that space. Now, over in the WNBL.
To which you are the voice of.
Oh, thanks,
or slowly becoming the voice of.
Yeah, okay. we saw a big round there. The Perth Lynx have headed back up towards the top of the ladder, along with the Bendigo Spirit, who have sort of really moved up the top there. But really, it's Townsville Fire that had the really exciting game against the Sydney Uni Flames, where the reigning MVP, Susie Batkovic, sent the game into overtime, literally with a reverse layup from her knees on the floor. It was just a miraculous performance. Her and Mia Murray came up big as well. And they got the win, and they're starting to put a bit of momentum back into their season as well. So it's definitely a competition, really even competition, that everyone should get on board.
And let's just plug the fact that you will be doing the game this Saturday, Dandenong v Canberra, on Dandenong TV.
Certainly will. And that's out of Traralgon, that game. So it's taken it to the streets out in the regional area. So it should be a really good event for all the fans in Traralgon.
And not only is there plenty of talented Aussie women doing fantastic things in the WNBL, they're also doing terrific things in Europe as well, Damo.
Yeah, we touched on them, and they're continuing to form. We have Tess Madjan is absolutely loving Poland. She had 20 points and 5 assists in a game. Keeping New York Liberty star guard Brittany Boyd just to 9 points at the other end as well. So She's loving life in Poland with her side, Lublin. And then you've got Unika Sopron playing in EuroLeague, and they've got Kayla George, who's been a standout. She had 18 points, and she went up against Brittany Griner. So, you know, she's absolutely starring and showing she's capable there as well. Beck Allen had top score with 20 points in just 15 minutes of game time in an absolute thrashing by her good Angels Kosic as well. You've got a number of other players like Abby Bishop had a big double-double as well. Natalie Hurst has been playing well. There's just so many players over there starring. And then you've got over in Europe, you've had, we talk about Test Magic. Ben Magin has been starring in Lithuania. He had 17 points in a big win. His team second in the ladder in Lithuania, just behind Brock Modem, Zalgiris Kaunas as well. So, and Brock Modem had something like 13 points in 14 minutes in another win there. Venki Joyce had a 17-point and 13-rebound double-double, yeah, for Tartu Rock. So that's good signs for him. Clint Steindl has been lighting up Belgium. He had another 24-point outing, 6 three-pointers this time around. He's third in the league for scoring, first in three-point field goals made, and seventh in three-point shooting percentages with 50%. So he's doing a really good job over there too. But let's talk college basketball.
Now, we have been very, very big on our college basketball over the past few years with this whole influx of Aussies playing in the States and playing for big-time programs as well. We've been seeing the connection between Australian basketball and St. Mary's for the last 15 or so years, but now they're starting to infiltrate some of the other big-time programs. And if you have a look at the AP Top 25, the preseason Top 25 according to the AP poll, there are 5 teams with Australian representation that take up the first 17 and 2 of the top 2.
That's it. Duke at number 1 with Victorian Jack White. Number 1, Kentucky at number 2 with Isaac Humphries. How about that?
So that's big. So Isaac Humphries is entering his sophomore year. Started off last season as, was he the youngest player in Division 1?
Youngest player in Division 1.
Still got some minutes. He's a big boy. It would take him a little bit of time to really develop and grow into his body. But he's someone that we could really see a massive improvement from this year. And he could be one of the most dominant big men in the league at some stage. He's going to be fantastic around the rim. He can rebound. He can shoot. He's one of the guys that we have to make sure to look out for if you're an Australian basketball fan.
Oh, most certainly. And if you're looking at the rankings, you've got Arizona at number 10. They've got Keanu Pinder, the son of Kendall Tiny Pinder, who played for the Perth Wildcats in the NBL. And then you've got Louisville at 13. Two Aussies, Ding Adele, who's a projected potential first-round NBA draft pick in 2018. He's playing alongside fellow Aussie Mango Massiang, who's a senior this year. And then you go down to 17, St. Mary's is there, the mid-major program that we all talk about. We've got a great article on the Pick and Roll website around St. Mary's and the history of that and how it all started with Adam Capone, who's been the head coach at the Basketball Australia Centre of Excellence now. So really good article with interviews with Capone, Daniel Kickett, who was the second one there, and also with head coach Randy Bennett. And to see these teams in that list at this, you know, pre-season is just outstanding. And like we do every year in the Pick and Roll, we've previewed who we think are the 10 Aussies likely to make the biggest impact this season in both men and women on our website.
So you have to make sure you hit up the Pick and Roll website, pickandroll.com.au. They're going to be having fantastic coverage throughout the entire college basketball season. St. Mary's is the team. This is probably the most excitement there's been around that program since Matthew Dellavedova was there. When he was in his junior and senior year, when he was an upperclassman at St. Mary's, they were really, you know, they were favourites to take out the West Coast Conference. At the moment, it's pretty much, again, like it has been for the last 5 years or 10 years between them and Gonzaga. It's going to be a close battle, but the amount of Aussies that are on that team, it's going to be really fun to watch and see if they can actually make the tournament, you know, and really try to make a splash once they get to March Madness, if they do.
Oh, it certainly is, and this is going to be a big season, so definitely check out the Pick and Roll. We've got our top 5 incoming freshman list as well, so you can certainly check out the new names that are going to pop up. We've got our preseason player of the years for both men and women, and look, there's also just been some big news. So we talk about Australians going to college, coming from Australia, and we've, you know, the Australian Basketball Australia Centre of Excellence has always been a great breeding ground for future stars, because the likes of Paddy Mills, Andrew Bogut, all these people have been there before. And it's just been announced this week that the Basketball Australia is partnering with the NBA to turn that into a global academy.
which would be fantastic news for all the up-and-coming Australian players. Damo, thank you so much for your time. Once again, we can find all of your work on pickandroll.com.au. Hit up the Facebook page, facebook.com/pickandroll, as well as on Twitter at pickandrollau. Thanks for joining us, Damo. We'll catch you next week when the college basketball season is officially underway.
Yep, and we'll be able to talk around the Aussies and the NBA next week too.
Looking forward to it, mate.